Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing with our discussion about Christian marriage relationships. And specifically, I want to talk to you about cultivating friendship in your marriage. If you took a poll among people today and asked them who their best friend was, the majority of married people would not list their marriage partner. And why is that? God fully intended for the marriage partners to be close and intimate friends. In Genesis 2:18, it says this, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." God fully intended that husband and wife were to be one in spirit, body, and in friendship, and in the deepest of intimate relationships. Best friends who are lovers is one of the unique blessings that marriage offers. Friendship can truly reach its zenith in marriage because the bond is meant to be closer, more intimate, and especially since that setting of marriage is designed to be secure and permanent. In the New Testament, we find several Greek words that are translated love in English. One of those Greek words is the word phileo, and it represents the love that one feels for a cherished friend. Jesus had this love for one of his disciples named John. He was referred to as the disciple whom Jesus loved, and it's that word phileo in John 13:23. Peter had this love for Jesus when he responded, "Lord, you know that I love you," in John 21:17. And in the Amplified translation, it says, "Lord, you know that I love you, that I have a deep, instinctive, personal affection for you as for a friend." Other observations about phileo would be that it is emotional in nature and cannot be commanded, but it has to be developed. And most assuredly, in the marriage relationship, phileo love, this love for a cherished friend, has to be cultivated, nurtured. It is a selective love. It's based on qualities in another person that one finds admirable, attractive, or appealing. It is fellowship love that requires an enjoyable interaction. And it is the manifestation of a living, growing relationship between two friends. In the marriage relationship, we have the perfect setting for phileo love to develop and grow in a deep way. And yet so many married couples find themselves, as the years pass by, growing farther and farther apart. They've developed separate interests, they have separate groups of friends, and the love that they once shared and the excitement about life and about the future that they once shared and looked forward to in the early days of their marriage seems to have evaporated. What has happened in that situation? Well, oftentimes, this phileo love, this feeling of love for a cherished friend has been overlooked. It hasn't been cultivated. It hasn't been nurtured. But instead, the focus of phileo love in a person's life perhaps has been transferred to other people, maybe people in the workplace that one of the spouses spends a lot of time with, or maybe it's the person that the husband or the wife plays golf with or tennis with, and that phileo love in that relationship seems to be increasing while the marriage relationship phileo is decreasing. It's important if you are going to have a happy and a long-term, lifelong marriage that you cultivate friendship in your marriage. You may have been married many years as you're listening to this radio broadcast, and you can truly relate to the idea of your friendship between you and your husband or you and your wife seems to have waned over the years. It's not too late to completely refire that phileo love. But it will take work, it'll take energy, it will take an investment on your part, but the rewards will be well worth it. Friendship in marriage must be cultivated. You have to establish the right conditions in your relations to bring the feelings of phileo love back to life. And then once they are evoked between two people, they must be maintained or they will die away again. It's important for you to picture your spouse as your very best friend. Many people find that hard to do, but you can bring that to pass if you will concentrate on investing in your relationship, your friendship relationship with your spouse. Let me give you a little friendship test for a moment. In a regular friendship, friends spend time together. Do you spend uninterrupted time with your husband or your wife? Not time spent taking care of the logistics of your life, taking care of the details of life, but just time spent together. If not, that's an area where your friendship factor is probably on the low end. A second area where friends will share time is they have fun together. Do you have fun with your husband or your wife, or has it been a long time? You haven't had any fun since 92 when you went on an outing of some kind that you both enjoyed. Then you need to invest in the area of fun with your husband or your wife. Your friendship factor will increase when you invest in having fun with your spouse. Do you share activities and interests? Again, not the activities of daily living, just getting the children out the door, just making sure the bills are paid and everybody's locked in safely at night. No, do you share activities and interests? Do you have some common interests or activities? Will you go bicycling together? Will you take a long walk in the evening holding hands? Are there shared activities and shared interests that you have with your husband or with your wife? Or have you grown so far apart that all your activities are separate now? You're going to have to cultivate a shared activity, even if it means you taking an interest in something your husband or your wife is very interested in and becoming their partner in that activity. Do you talk things over? Friends talk together. They share their hearts. Do you talk together? And again, not just about the details of what needs to be taken care of tomorrow, the dog's going to the vet, the children have a ball game, not those things. Do you talk about other things, things that are important, your values, your dreams, your visions, your hopes for the next year? Friends talk things over. So it's important to cultivate that aspect of your marriage relationship if you're going to become your spouse's best friend. Do you confide in each other, the secrets of your heart? That's another level of talking and expressing and sharing. Confiding in each other where there's not the fear of being judged or the fear of being not loved because of what's confided. That's very important. You need to make you're confiding in one another a safe place and a safe time for your spouse where you don't repeat the things that are said to your mother or to anyone else. You simply keep those close to your heart, pray over them, and cause that area of your friendship in your marriage to blossom because your husband or your wife feels like they could share anything with you without fear of being disdained or disliked by the other party. Do you count on each other's loyalty? That's another aspect of friendship, counting on one another's loyalty? How did you do on that friendship evaluation? Did you feel like you were lacking in many of those areas? Then it's important for you to make a decision to invest. Invest in time together. Invest in having fun together. Invest in activities and interests. Talk things over. Begin to confide in one another. Look for ways to be a sounding board for your husband or your wife. Be willing to listen and not just with one-word answers or grunts that make it apparent that you're at least physically present, if not mentally present. If you're going to have an atmosphere of shared communication and confiding in one another, you must show a sincere interest and effort in listening. You know, a listening ear has been the beginning of many adulterous relationships. If a husband or a wife does not feel like they can share their heart with their spouse, or that their spouse is absolutely not interested in the things that they're talking about, there are plenty of other people in the world that will give your spouse their ear. And it's the very thing that Satan will use against your marriage to bring your husband or your wife into an adulterous relationship. It's not often about sex. It's about intimate confiding and having someone to confide in. So be a person who's willing to cultivate the friendship in your marriage, and you will see phenomenal change, phenomenal life being breathed back into your marriage by being one who will invest in cultivating friendship, that phileo love in your husband or your wife. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, be a friend, be the best friend to your husband or your wife, and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.